welcome to another edition of Visions. With me, your host, Yudeli Wickham-Ashby. And today, as we pause for a moment, it's the month of November. So many things are happening. I just want to take a moment and reflect on the life of Dennis Johnson. So today, I dedicate this program to his wife and children as we salute Dennis Johnson. So how do I start and where do I start? I will start by saying that when I first met Dennis Johnson, I absolutely admire his intellect, his analytical skills, his wit, and of course, his voice. I grew accustomed to having short conversations with Dennis about different things, parenting, the social scene, everything. And of course, you cannot have a conversation with Dennis unless he spoke to you about the love of his life, or I should say one of them, his children. So I want to say that I extend my condolences to his wife, his children, his sisters and other siblings, and of course, the Starcom Network family, because that's how I was able to meet Dennis. So when I think about Dennis and his personality, a really effervescent type of personality that drew you to him, I think of the song, I'll Rise Up, because Dennis would have fought many battles at the physical level with his myasthenia gravis and so many others that many of us also experience. So this song, I think, reflects a part of his character, that resilience that he had in him to just rise up after each battle.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains, we gon' walk it out and move mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,008 times again. And I'll rise up, I'll like the waves. I'll rise up, in spite of the ache. I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,008 times again. For you. The silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. Move mountains, and I'll rise.
Ooh.
comfort that we have each other. In spite of the ache, I will rise a thousand times again, and we'll rise up.
No, many of us have grown accustomed to hearing Dennis Johnson on brass taps, really helping us to sometimes, you know, really explain our ideas, our feelings. And he was a man that was very comfortable, confident, and competent in expressing his thoughts, his ideas, and of course, his emotions. So as a moderator, you face many balls, bouncers, wides, but he handled it well. And I think that as we think about all of his challenges in moderating and handling each caller with dignity and with grace, I think the song Bob Marley sings, One Love, demonstrates his love for people and, of course, his love for his own life and family. So Bob Marley's One Love. Brother Bob sang it well. We're talking about One Love. And like Brother Bob, Dennis was able to just attract people to him and love him for his voice, for his analytical skills, his way of explaining and communicating information to us. His competency definitely bore out. So again, when we think about Dennis's love for life and love for people, we saw it bearing out in the passionate way that he spoke about the various issues, how he lended a hand, or I should say many hands, to those in need. And we would have seen him advocating and representing people with disabilities. And some people may say, well, he was not a part of any organization, but that doesn't matter. The important thing is that he represented, he advocated, and we all need voices to support the call of persons with disabilities, and he represented well. Dennis's love for music was evident as he presented his Sunday afternoon program. He took time and really told his story with the music he played. And thousands of persons around the world embraced and enjoyed that Sunday afternoon with DJ. So, as we think and reflect on his contribution to enriching our lives, I want to say thank you to his wife, children, and family members who not only nurtured and encouraged him to live out his dreams, but allowed us, the public, to build a relationship with him. So at this point, I'm going to play Nights in White Satin, one of his favorite songs, followed by Miriam Makeba, another artist that he thoroughly loved and enjoyed.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always miss with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end, and I'll love you. Thank you. never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I've always missed, with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you.
Talking with Dennis and following his career on radio, you saw the glee, the joy, and the enthusiasm as he commented on several Cropover festivals, several artistic and talent nights, evenings, events. And of course, this program would not be complete without playing a calypso song. And I chose Good Morning Cropover by Peter Ram as a way of, again, thinking of how Dennis enjoyed Cropover. So we saw snippets of his life that he allowed us to share. And again, that inspired and motivated many individuals to do more, to contribute more to their families, to their friends, all their relationships, and of course, our country and other countries that we have migrated to. So let's enjoy Peter Ram and that lovely calypso.
Ready. It's another episode. Then we out on the road. This is what we love to celebrate, to celebrate. This is not Hollywood. No, we don't come out of us. We just party with no restraint. From pillar to post. I just party the most. I behave in the worst. My conduct is so gross. We just party with no restraint. From pillar to post, I just party the most. I behave in the worst. My conduct is so gross, 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 gross. From the time that I wake, I'm ready to bust the gate. You just get mash up again. Crap over good morning.
Again, as we wind down the program, I just want to say it really was good knowing Dennis, and there's a tinge of sadness at losing him at this point, but I am grateful that I got the opportunity to know a bit of Dennis and to appreciate his own influence in our world. And of course, all of us will acknowledge Dennis did whatever he did his way. So I'll close off the program as a mark of respect to Dennis by playing Frank Sinatra's song, My Way.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man, what has he got, if not himself?
You have been listening to Visions with me, Yudeli Wickham-Ashby. And today I say thank you to all of you who offer your comments, who have reached out to share your appreciation of the program, and of course, those individuals who contribute items that can be redistributed to those individuals in need. You can reach me on 1-246-269-9660 or via Starcom at 1-246-430-7300 and by email at visionsbarbados@gmail.com. That is visionsbarbados@gmail.com. Remember, love yourself and love your neighbor as you love yourself. So until next week, ciao.